Welcome to Food Fascinations on Beyond the Airwaves, The Infinity Project.
Hello?
Okay, who's doing the intro?
You, Carla, you do it.
Okay,
I'm kind
all right.
Of in the middle of something.
I'm going to call in on the phone. My computer's being a snark.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, my.
Anyway, hello, it's Wednesday. It's Hump Day. Yeah. You know what that means? Mike, what day is it? It's
Hump Day.
Yep. It's all downhill from here. Anyway, this is Beyond the Airwaves, The Infinity Project, and since it is Hump Day, it's time for our wacky wild card. And tonight, it's Food Fascinations, and we start something fun for the next 3 weeks. We call it a trip along Route 66.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And we're gonna have some fun with this, because for the next 3 weeks, tonight with Food Fascinations, we will talk about the coolest eateries along Route 66. Then next week on Secrets of the Unknown, we're going to talk about the haunts of Route 66. And then finally on Attention 1 2 weeks later, where it's going to be all of the main, maybe not all of the sites of Route 66, but a lot of them. Because there are a lot.
Oh, yes.
All right, anyway, I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Extreme, and I'm currently joined in line by two of my crazy cohorts. First, we have Red Ranger Tim. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, my dear.
We also have our AZ Magician in line. Good evening to you, my dear.
Hello.
And we also have Ash in the chat room right now.
How's it going, everybody?
Good.
Good night, Jack. Love you both.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Sue Ellen. Good night. Kidding. Sorry, could not resist
okay.
That one.
Well, you need to try harder.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Of course, everybody knows resistance is futile.
Yep. That's what it certainly says on that meter. I'm kidding. All right. So anyway, we might as well go ahead and get things started here. When I was doing the looking up to see if we could find restaurants along Route 66, I literally hit a gold mine. There is a website called Route66News.com, and it lists every restaurant along the route.
Oh, yes.
You want to talk about a gold mine? It's like, hallelujah.
Jackpot, baby.
Yep. Yeah, I guess that feeling.
Is right.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now I will tell you. There's. Let's see. Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. Eight states. With all these restaurants along the popular route. And we start off in Chicago, Illinois, where there's a lot of stops. There's Elephant and Castle. I love that name already. The Berghoff. Let's see. Garrett's Popcorn Shop. Giordano's. Al's Beef. Lou Mitchell's. Park Tavern. Miller's Pub. I like the next name. Potbelly Sandwich Works, and there's several Route 66 locations in Chicago. I like that name, Potbelly Sandwich Works. Then we have Lou Malnati's Pizza, that's also in Chicago. Then in Cicero, Henry's Drive-In, I like that. Home of the Giant Hot Dog and Fries on the Sign. You have to look at that one. Steak and Egger in McCook, it's formerly Snuffy's 24-Hour Grill. White Castle, locations in Berwyn and Countryside. It's a Midwest classic, of course. Del Rey's Chicken Basket in Willowbrook, famous for fried chicken. White Fence Farm in Lamont, also famous for fried chicken. Rich and Creamy in Joliet. Let's see, the Joliet Route 66 Diner. That's a dead giveaway, it's in Joliet. Let's see, in Wilmington, there's three. Nellie's on Route 66, Hayden's Crossing, and Launching Pad Drive-In. There's still and there's still a few drive-ins that exist. Or like this next one, Polka Dot Drive-In, 1950 style drive-in in Braidwood. Let's see, Dwight has a couple. Old Route 66 Family Restaurant and Pete's Restaurant Pancake House. Then in Odell, there's a couple. Poor, P-O-U-R, Richards, and Rince's Tap and Dining. I love Tap and Dining. That's a cool one. Let's see. Pontiac.
Oh my.
Yeah, Pontiac has several. Old Log Cabin Inn, Cafe Fontana, TC Buzz Coffee Company, Baby Bulls, La Mex, Pontiac Family Kitchen, DeLong's Casual Dining, and Bernardi's. Let's see. And then we have Avanti's Italian Restaurant in the town of Normal. Yes, Normal, Illinois.
Oh, my.
Where everything seems to be normal. No, I'm kidding. Let's see. Then in Bloomington, we have Keller's Iron Skillet, Looka Grill, Steak and Shake. It actually started on 66 in Bloomington and is in other Midwestern cities. I know there's a Steak and Shake not too far away from me in Prattville. Then in Atlanta, Illinois, Palms Grill and Country Air, A-I-R-E. In Lincoln, Gazzardo's Italian Villa, Sorrento's Pizzeria. In Springfield, there's a bunch listed here. Saputo's, Maldaner's, Cozy Dog Drive-In, started by the originator of the corn dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Then we have the Chili Parlor, Charlie Parker's Diner, Route 66 Motorheads. I like that name. Let's see. In Girard, Doc's Soda Fountain and Whirl-a Whip. In Carlinville, Reno's Italian Pizza. In Staunton, the Camp Station. In Litchfield is the Arison Cafe. It's historic and an excellent sit-down menu. Also in Litchfield is Jubelt's Bakery and Restaurant. In Hamel, Wheezy's Route 66. I wonder if they got that from the Jeffersons. No, that may have been before. Let's see. In Edwardsville, Dewey's Pizza and Bella Milano. And finally, in Mitchell, the Itty Bitty Restaurant.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Then we head on to the state of Missouri, where there's already a lot in St. Louis. There's the Eat Right Diner, Tigan Irish Pub. Ooh, I like that. Hodak's. Famous for fried chicken, the Donut Drive-In, Ted Drew's Frozen Custard, best ice cream on earth, according to them anyway, Twisted Tree Steakhouse in St. Louis, and Carl's Drive-In. Then in Rock Hill, there's Nacho Mama's and Hacienda Mexican Restaurant. In Kirkwood, Spencer's Grill. In Eureka, Super Smoker's Barbecue. I love barbecue. I'd love to try that.
Let me interrupt you for just a minute. It appears Jan's back.
Okay. Oh, okay. Didn't realize she hung up. All right. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I just needed to reboot the computer so it will connect with my printer again.
Ah.
It's a little pain in the butt, but...
Beep. All right. Anyway, let's see. Where was I? I was at the Super Smokers Barbecue in Eureka, Lewis Cafe in St. Clair, Skipping's Route 66 Restaurant in Leesburg, and then there's three in Cuba, the Four Way, Missouri Hick Barbecue, and Shelley's Route 66 Cafe. In St. James, there's Johnny's Bar. In Rolla, R-O-L-L-A, there's a Slice of Pie and Made Right, spelled M-A-I-D-R-I-T-E.
Oh,
in Doolittle.
Yes.
In Doolittle. There's a town called Doolittle. Cooking from scratch. In St. Robert, Sweetwater Barbecue. In Lebanon, Starlight Bowling Lanes and Dowd's Catfish House. Starlight Bowling Lanes. Hey, I wonder if that's one of Jerrica Benton's. I'm kidding.
Oh,
yes,
my. Yes.
All right. Anyway,
oh,
then
dear.
In Conway, yeah, there's the Rockin' Chair Restaurant. In Stratford, Joe's Route 66 Diner. In Springfield, there's Avanzer Italian Dining, Mama Mary's Navajo Tacos, and George's Restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see. Steak and Shake at St. Louis National in Springfield. That is a historic property. Cool. Let's see. Two in Carthage. Pancake Hut and Mother Road Coffee. Web
is
City.
Is this all
Spencer.
On Route 66?
Yes.
Wow.
There are a lot of eateries. Let's see. Web City. Spencer's Sweet Call at the Minerva. And then there's actually four in Joplin. Once they all made it past that tornado, I guess they did. Granny Schaefer's Restaurant, Big R's, Hackett Hot Wings, and Woody's Wood Fire Pizza. Ooh, I've always wanted to try Wood Fire Pizza. I've never had it. Let's see.
You'd have to get it gluten-free now anyway.
Yeah, gluten and dairy-free, so that'd be a challenge for me anyway. Let's see. Kansas. There are only six in the entire state because it barely crosses the state of Kansas. In Galena, Mi Torito Mexican Restaurant. In Riverton, the old Riverton store. And the restaurant, Baxter Springs. Red Ball Bar and Grill, Van Steakhouse, and the Baxter Springs Smokehouse. Mm. All right, then on to the state of Oklahoma. In the town of Commerce, Daily King. There's three in Miami. One is called Waylon's Cuckoo. It is, yes, that's what it says. Waylon's Cuckoo. It is a last survivor from a 1960s Midwestern chain.
What is it? A cuckoo?
It's called
that
Waylon's Cuckoo.
Be cuckoo.
I love crazy names like that. Let's see. There's also Stonehill Grill and El Vallarta Mexican Restaurant. Then in Vinita, there is the Clanton's Cafe, excellent breakfast stop. In Prairie Rose Grill, in Chelsea, Prairie Rose Grill. Hammett House in Claremore, Molly's Landing in Catoosa. Hank's Hamburgers, Tally's Good Food Cafe, Dina's Ethnic Cuisine, 918 Coffee, Mother Road Market, El Rancho Grande, Corner Cafe, Foolish Things Coffee. I like that one. Foolish Things Coffee. All of them are in Tulsa. Now, I like this next one. Ollie Station. This is also in Tulsa. You can watch toy trains run overhead while you're eating. I like that. That's cool.
Oh, man. That would be kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Then we have Arnold's Old Fashioned Hamburgers and Her Meltdown 2 in Tulsa. I like that one. Her Meltdown 2. T-O-O.
When you said Arnold, I was thinking Happy Days.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe it looks like Happy Days. Of course, that Arnold's was set in Milwaukee, so could be wrong. Well, who knows? Let's see. In Sepulpa, there's three. Freddy's Barbecue and Steakhouse, Happy Burger, and the Hickory House Barbecue. Then over in Bristow, there's the Anchor Drive-In. In Depew, yes, D-E-P-E-W. There's a place called Living Kitchen Farm and Dairy. You must have reservations at that one. Then over in Stroud, there's the Rock Cafe. No, it isn't the Hard Rock Cafe. In Davenport, there's Tammy's Roundup Cafe and Dan's Pit Barbecue. In Wellston, Butcher Barbecue Stand. Over in Luther, the Boundary on 66. Pops in Arcadia. Then in Oklahoma City, you've got Classen Grill, Cheever's Cafe, Scotty's Deli, Big Truck Tacos, VZD's Restaurant and Club, Cattleman's Steakhouse, although that one's not quite on 66, but an exceptional historical restaurant. And there's also Ann's Chicken Fry House with deep-fried olives and peaches. That's interesting. Over in Bethany, there is Jim's Restaurant. There's quite a few in Yukon. May's Home Cooking, Green Chili Kitchen on Route 66, Bad Brad's Barbecue, and Mama Moe's Pizza. Then over in El Reno, which of course in 2013 had the widest ever tornado on record at 2.6 miles across.
That was about 2.5 miles across, wasn't it?
Yep, 2.6 miles across. Anyway, they actually have three. Sid's, Johnny's Grill, and Robert's Grill. Then they have Lucille's Roadhouse on Airport Road in Weatherford, and Jerry's is also in Weatherford. Then down in Clinton, there's White Dog Hill and Wong's. There's nothing Wong with that. Let's see. There's Then there's also Adamo's Route 66 Italian Villa. And let's see, Jinx Smokehouse, also in Clinton, known for jerky as well as barbecue. Hmm. Let's see, in Elk City, Country Dove and Loops. In Sayre, there's The Grill. And finally, in Texola, there's Tumbleweed's Grill and Country Store. Then we head to Texas, where there's actually not that many, and I have been to one of these places. Let's see, Big Vern Steakhouse in Shamrock, Red River Steakhouse in McLean, and this next one is the one I've been to, the Big Texan Steak Ranch in Amarillo. Get your free 72-ounce steak here.
That's not as bad as the 96er on that one movie.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, you have to eat a 72-ounce steak in 60 minutes. I'm sorry, but I can't do that. But the food there was delicious. Let's see. Also in Amarillo, the African Safari Restaurant, the Stockyard Cafe, Smokey Joe's Texas Cafe, the Handlebar and Grill, and the Golden Light Cafe. Let's see. Oh, I like this. Cowboys get the burger, fries, and Dr. Pepper. Then in Vega, Texas, there's the Hickory Inn Cafe and Roosters. Yes, there's a Vega, Texas. And finally, in
That's where Derek lived before he moved to Electro City.
Good question. Let's see. Adrian, in the town of Adrian, there was the Midpoint Cafe. Then we go over to New Mexico, where you have Russell's Travel Center in Indy, Dell's Restaurant in Tucumcari. It's a steakhouse, but its Mexican food is good, too. There's also, I love this next one, Kix on 66. That's also in Tucumcari. Also, you can find in Tucumcari, Cornerstone's First Edition, Watson's Barbecue, Ruby's Diner, Loretta's Burrito Hut, and the Pow Wow Restaurant and Lizard Lounge.
Okay. Lounge?
Yeah. Maybe what you think. We'll look that one up when we get done with the list. Let's see. In Santa Rosa, Silver Moon Cafe, Joseph's, and the Comet 2 Drive-In. All right. In Las Vegas. No, not Nevada. Las Vegas, New Mexico.
What?
There's Las Vegas, New Mexico. There's the Elfeld Dining Room.
You've got to be kidding.
No. Mm-mm. All right. There's the Hillfeld Dining Room in Plaza Hotel, that's in Las Vegas, and then the Hillcrest Restaurant in Las Vegas. Then there's plenty in Santa Fe, Harry's Roadhouse, Santa Cafe, good play on that one, Santa Cafe, the Coyote Cafe, the standard bearer for Southwestern cuisine, Plaza Cafe, Flying Tortilla, the Pantry, Cafe Pascal.
Hey,
Pascal.
This is a UFT.
Yep.
There goes a UFT, an unidentified
flying tortilla.
Oh, my.
Let's see. Then we have the Pantry, Cafe Pascual's, and Tomasita's. Then in Albuquerque, there's Durant's Central Pharmacy, Loyola's Family Restaurant, Kelly's Brew Pub, Scalo, the Artichoke Cafe, Lindy's, Standard Diner. I don't know. They just call it the Standard Diner. Route 66 Diner, Sadie's, The Frontier, Manny's Family Restaurant, Mr. Powdrell's Original Barbecue, Original Garcia's Kitchen, and let's see, Rain's Cafe, that's in Albuquerque, and Bernalillo.
Did you say Brains or Rains?
Range.
Okay. Never like mind where my brain is. It's overly tired.
That's
oh
all right. I think we're all tired. Let's see. Anyway, there's also the Doghouse Drive-In in Albuquerque, Western View Diner and Steakhouse, Mary and Tito's Cafe. Then in Los Lunas, the Luna Mansion Restaurant. In Grants, there's
Las
El Cafecito. Yep.
Wouldn't Los Lunas translate roughly to the moons?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's see. In Grants, there's El Cafecito. In Milan, there's El Ranchero Cafe. And then the last four are in Gallup. You have Angela's Cafe, Jerry's Cafe, Earl's Family Restaurant, and the Badlands Grill. That's all in Gallup. Then we go into the great state of Arizona. Let's see.
This is what I've been waiting for.
Yep, there is Joe and Aggie's Cafe in Holbrook. It's a combination of Mexican and Navajo food. Okay, Mexican. Then we have the Mesa Italiana in Holbrook. And then here's our favorite place, Janet, Winslow, Arizona.
Oh, yes.
Here are the restaurants.
That's a fine sight to see.
We have the Turquoise Room in La Posada. That's the hotel. You and I visited that hotel.
That's the one we saw the restaurant. We didn't go in it, but we saw it.
Yeah. There's also the Cafe Blanca Cafe, the Brown Mug Cafe, and the Falcon Restaurant and Lounge. I kind of know what, I think one of those is across the street from the corner we went to, from that corner.
Yeah, remember when we went into the little restaurant place for lunch?
Yeah.
Was that it?
I think that was it. I just can't remember which one it was. I'll check it out when we get back to it. It was one of those four. But anyway, then we get the Flagstaff, and we got Alpine Pizza, Jitter's Lunchbox, Ms. Zips, Proper Meats and Provisions. That's in the Grand Canyon Cafe building in Flagstaff. Macy's. Yes, there's a Macy's. Cruiser's Cafe 66, and that's in Williams. Twister Soda Fountain, that's also in Williams. And additionally, there's also Rod's Steakhouse. It's been there since 1946. Also, there's the Buffalo Point Lodge and Cafe, Goldie's Route 66 Dinner, Bayou, Creole and Cajun Food, Pine Country Restaurant, and then in Ash Fork, there's Ranch House Cafe. Then in Seligman, I love this one. I'm going to look this one up. This is called the Snow Cap Drive-In. Owners pull pranks on customers and serve top-notch to boot. I like that idea. Let's see. Also in Seligman, there's historic Seligman Sundries, Westside Lilo's Cafe. Where's Stitch? Kidding. I love this one. The Roadkill Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's actually the place called that. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Thank you for calling the Roadkill Cafe. You kill them, we grill them.
Yep. there is a real Roadkill Cafe. All right. And over in Peach Springs, Arizona, the Grand Canyon Caverns Grotto and the Diamond Creek Restaurant. Then, of course, over in Kingman, which is where we had to go before we went up to the Grand Canyon, there's Matina's Ristorante Italiano, Floyd & Company Real Pit Barbecue, Mr. D's Route 66 Diner, Rutherford 66 Family Diner, and then over in Oatman, I didn't know there was this, Olive Oatman Restaurant and Saloon.
We went by that when we went to Oatman to see the donkeys.
Yeah, that's right. Then finally in Topak, we got the Topak 66 Spa and Resort. And then we finally wrap up in the great state of California. So we start in Needles with four of them. Wagon Wheel, River City Pizza, Juicy's River Cafe, and Lucy's. All right, so let's see. Where am I? There we go. All right, then in Ludlow, California, there's the Ludlow Cafe. In Newberry Springs, there's the place called the Baghdad Cafe, where Baghdad Cafe was filmed.
Okay.
Yeah, then we have three in Barstow. Route 66 Pizza Palace, Di Napoli's Firehouse, and Idle Spurs Steakhouse. There's two in Victorville, Emma Jean's Holland Burger Cafe and Johnny Ribs. In San Bernardino, we have Juan Pollo Chicken, and that was in San Bernardino and other L.A. area locations. And there's also the Mitla Cafe. In Rialto, Cuca's and Brothers Pizza. In Fontana, Bono's Italian Restaurant and Red Hill Coffee Shop. Hey, I didn't know Bono had his own Italian restaurant. I guess he does a side job after you, too. No,
I'm kidding. Oh, my.
All right. In Rancho Cucamonga. Yes, there's a place called Rancho Cucamonga. We have the Sycamore Inn, the Magic Lamp Inn, and the Deli. In Glendora, we have Flappy Jack's, the Hat, and Donut Man.
Delayed laugh to Flappy Jack's, thank you.
Yeah. All right, then we have in Duarte, there's Cabrera's. In Monrovia, there's Leroy's. two in Arcadia, Matt Denny's and Rod's Grill. There's three in Pasadena, Lucky Baldwin's, Europain Bakery, and the Raymond. Then in South Pasadena, there's Fair Oaks Pharmacy. This is an old-time soda and ice cream fountain. I like that kind of place. That's cool.
Even though you can't have the ice cream anymore?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just kind of cool to see that kind of thing still exist today.
And you know what? I can't remember the name of the place, and I can't even remember if it's along Route 66, but they actually make the soda. You can watch them put the fizz in your soda rather than buying them those big old carbonation containers.
Yeah. Let's see. There's also Senor Fish in South Pasadena. There's four in Eagle Rock, Cindy's Restaurant, Chateau Lemongrass, the Capri, and Casabianca. Then there's four in Los Angeles area. No, I'm sorry, three. Philippe the Original, Millie's Cafe, and the Thai French Restaurant. Then in Hollywood, there's In-N-Out Burger, Barney's Beanery in West Hollywood, Los Angeles, and Santa Monica. And the final two are in Santa Monica, Ye Old King's Head and Mel's Drive-In. Why does that ring a bell, Mel's Drive-In? Alice, maybe?
Could be.
All right, now we've gone through the list of all the restaurants. Let's start checking out some of these cool places. I'm going to start with that Potbelly sandwich works.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Hey,
right, we'll
if they have
like
a menu,
cool
hey, if they have a menu with prices, could you pull it up?
Actually, sure. Let's see. There's the menu. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the menu in the chats. So.
Right.
Yeah, so get your kicks on Route 66. All right, so follow along with me. All right, there's the BLTA. Oh,
avocado, probably.
Yep, it's avocado. Let's see, they also have the Turkey Club. I like some of these. And look at this, they even give you the calories, too. Grilled chicken. I like this. I love this next one. A wreck.
What's in it?
Let's see. It is salami, Angus roast beef, oven roasted turkey, hickory smoked ham with melted Swiss cheese, toasted, and then topped with fresh lettuce, tomato, and mayo on a multigrain bun. That's why it's called a wreck. I like that one. And they got the trademark on it, too, so it's theirs. Let's see. Oh, my God. PB&J. And get this. The PB&J has more calories than most of these sandwiches.
Oh.
1,050 calories.
Does it put a slice of cheese on it?
Let me see. Creamy peanut butter toasted and then topped with grape jelly on a multigrain bun. No, but it's 1,050 calories.
You want to know why? You want to know why?
It's
got to be mostly in the peanut butter. Because
probably
we
right.
keep a jar of regular peanut butter in the house because Jack likes peanut butter on his toast when he's in a hurry and needs something quick to eat. And one tablespoon of Jif peanut butter that we have has over 210 calories for two tablespoons. So you imagine the reason they have so many calories in that is because try a quarter to a half a cup of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And the jelly.
Yeah.
The jelly is bad, too.
Yeah. Get this, Jim. They have a pizza sandwich.
Oh, boy. What's that? What's that all about?
What's the calorie content on that one?
Just 580.
That's not bad.
No. Let's see. It's got pepperoni, meatball, capicola, marinara sauce, melted provolone cheese, mushrooms toasted, and then topped with Italian seasoning. Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. I want to see, like, sides and chips. Let's see. Okay. Oh, they have the Potbelly whole pickle.
Oh, God. Dill?
Yeah. Let's see. They also have an ice cream. Oh, my God. Let's see. Bag of mini cookies, 1,150 calories. Ice cream sandwich, 1,080 calories. I'm like, I'm going to pass.
Well, you have to watch your dairy anyway, so.
I know. Yeah, but that's pretty. But this, you know.
I like
bad.
The idea that most of the menus now do post calories.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but there's one thing, Shirley. I don't think there's any gluten-free options there. Do you?
Probably not. But, you know, never heard, all I do is just ask. You know, if they say we don't have anything, at least I'd rather appreciate them being honest, you know?
Uh-huh. Just like that Hard Rock Cafe was that you went to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hard Rock Cafe, they helped a lot. That Pokey Spot in Atlanta, oh, they were really helpful when I went last year to Dragon Con. Because they showed me exactly what I could and couldn't have. You know, that Korean restaurant I went to recently, real good about that, too. So a lot of places are understanding that people have food allergies. So
I think a lot of restaurants now are beginning to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And are trying to accommodate the people with the food allergies.
Right.
I saw one restaurant that their restaurant was gluten-free, but noted that, I think I mentioned that to you, that the kitchen.
Yeah.
There's no guarantees on the kitchen because of the mixed use there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there were some people complaining against Burger King because they have the vegetarian Whopper.
Uh-huh.
They said it's not a true vegetarian Whopper because they cook it on the same grill they cook their hamburgers on.
It's like, oh, brother. It's like, hello.
Well,
I understand that one.
Uh-huh. Not everybody can afford to do two separate grills.
Yeah, or there might not be enough room for two separate grills.
Right.
That's one thing a lot of people tend to forget. Let's see. What's another of these restaurants? I love this one. Polka Dot Drive-In. I want to see what this one looks like. This is the one in Braidwood with 1950-style drive-in.
Excuse me.
Okay. Well, this doesn't really have a menu. It doesn't even have a website. But
the Polka Dot what?
It's called the Polka Dot Drive-In.
I wonder if it's really polka dotted.
Well, actually, it does kind of look that way. You know, what I'm going to do is, this is from Yelp, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link of all the pictures. That way you don't have to go through one at a time. It's easier that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely has the look of a 50s drive-in, so.
Uh-huh. I remember down on Apache Trail, they had one of the old A&W. You remember the A&W root beer stands that looked like a root beer barrel?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still there or not, but they had one down on Apache Trail in Mesa.
Uh-huh.
And it was an A&W root beer stand.
Gotcha. Oh, they even have a couple Elvis statues in there. And Betty Boop and the Blues Brothers and Marilyn Monroe. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
let's carry on.
Yeah, let's see. I wanted to check out, let's go to Missouri here. I want to see that Ted Drew's frozen custard.
I don't think you want to know the calories and that stuff, do you?
No. I'm not worried about that. Let's see. Oh, it says, it's closed for the season. We'll reopen next Mother's Day weekend. Okay, so in other words, this is one of those seasonal type places. But let's see. There is one on Chippewa, now open daily, 11 a.m. to at least 10 p.m. Yeah, the at least 10 p.m. Who knows how many people are in a line. Let's see. Menu. Oh, I love this one. The Muddy Mississippi peanut butter chip and cone pieces mixed with vanilla frozen custard.
Oh, yeah. I can see where they got the muddy part of it.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, I love this one. Cardinal Sin, a concrete or sundae with tart cherries and hot fudge.
Okay.
Let's see.
You know what? You know why they come up with some of those outrageous names? It's to catch your eye.
Yeah. Well, I love this one. This one's called All Shook Up. It's a combination of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and bananas. I like that combo. And they got a whole lot of anons, too. Like, oh, I like this. See, they have Cinder Mint. Don't know about that one. Let's see.
No description?
No. They just tell you about toppings and add-ons. M&M, Oreo, Tadad's, Tart Cherry, Butterscotch, Cookie Dough, Pistachio.
That would be yours if you could have it, right, Shirley?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a good one. They have the S'more, a concrete or sundae with our delicious blend of chocolate, marshmallow, and graham crackers.
And you don't have to build a fire to make it either.
Nope. Let's see. And I want to look at this one. Woody's Woodfire Pizza in Joplin, Missouri. All right. Oops. Oh, due to a small fire, Woody's is currently closed for repairs. Please stay tuned for more updates as they are available. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, boy.
They must have had a fire in the pizza oven.
It probably did. But let's see. Menu. Oh, they've got, yeah, they have a lot of wood fire stuff. They have mushroom caps. Ooh. Monster caps filled with cream cheese, feta, gorgonzola, Canadian bacon, pepperoni, and garlic, spanked with butter, then wood fired. Ooh. Yeah, they also have.
The butter, I think you could have those.
Depends on the butter. If it's got, most butters made with
milk,
and I couldn't have that.
Without the butter.
Yeah. Let's see. They have everything. It looks like they have wood-fired everything. Wood-fired pizza, Greek chicken cordon bleu. I love this name, the mother.
This mother. Beep! I love my Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the menu in here. Yeah, this one's called
free advertising. Every time he says his catchphrase, free advertising.
Yeah, but anyway, this is the mother. Yes, the mother of all pizza: Canadian bacon, pork, beef, and Italian sausage, pepperoni, mushrooms, red onion, red and green bell peppers, and black olives, topped with our five cheese blend. Wow, that's why they call it the mother. Then they also have the Meatzilla. This one's pork and Italian sausage, beef, pepperoni, Canadian bacon, red sauce, and five cheese blend. Ooh. They even have, for an appetizer, wood fire pretzel. Ooh, that's an interesting one. Oh, wow. They even have something called the Bob Marley pizza. Canadian bacon, pork sausage, smoked bacon, red onion, pineapple, crushed red pepper, and the five cheese blend on red sauce. So, boy, they really know what they're doing. Oh, they have a BLT pizza. And, oh, the Don Ho.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Canadian bacon and pineapple.
That sounds appropriate.
Yeah. Then I like this one. The honey pie. Our five cheese blend topped with pepperoni and drizzled in Mike's hot honey. So, yes, honey on a pizza. I like that. Let's see. I want to look at this one. 918 Coffee in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Let's see. It's proud to serve many organic and free trade coffee and tea options. Yeah, this is more of a coffee place, but it's still interesting. Yeah. Let us have coffee. It's like, don't get me going until I've had my second cup of coffee. But yeah, they do have food too, but they've got 8 versions of espresso, 4 different coffees, 6 non-coffees, and that's all the hot drinks. Let's see, and cold drinks, they've got 5 espressos, 3 coffees, 8 non-coffees, 6 mocktails, 3 alcohols. Now, this could actually work for me, because in their drink enhancements, here's what they got. And most of these are gluten-free. Almond milk, coconut milk, flavor, honey, whipped cream, oat milk, oak protein. It's supposed to be oat protein. peanut butter, spinach, and whey protein. Now, they also have Brevi and extra shots, but they don't have anything. But it's like, hey, that can work for me. And then over in the food area, they have the acai bowl, avocado toast, bagel, breakfast meal deal, chicken and waffles, Danish filled croissant, almond yogurt parfait, ham and cheddar bagel, local granola, muffins, oatmeal, organic boiled eggs, waffles topped with pecans, and they tell you it's gluten-free, which is good. Let's see, they got a couple sandwiches, assorted snacks, assorted energy bars, assorted cookies. Let's see, peanut butter Kit Kats. Ooh, peanut butter Kit Kats. I like that. But yeah, that sounds like an interesting place. This one's located at 2446 East 11th Street in Tulsa. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Let's see. I want to see this one. Bad Brad's Barbecue in Yukon. Oh, good. There's the menu. Oh, I love their motto. Where it's good to be bad.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I like that. Where it's good to be bad.
Bad to the bone.
Yep. Bad. I can never do that part right. Yeah, but they've got, let's see, they've got the cheese fries, fried pickles, fried mac and cheese, calf fries. Oh, wow. Breaded and deep fried bull fries served with homemade ranch. Let's see. Oh, I love their sandwich names. The Rustler, the Pool Boy, I know about. The Big Thunder, the Trail Boss, the Ranch Hand, the Hoss, and the Fill-A-Buster. Spelled P-H-I-L. Points for that one. Let's see. Then there's other foods. The OK Twister. Basically, it's your favorite meat rolled into a flour tortilla with cowboy beans, cheddar cheese, and fried potatoes and onions served with fries. Good play on that one. Let's see. They also, oh, I like this one. Dirty fries. Let's see. Salads and spuds. Oh, City Slicker. It's a large baked potato stuffed with cowboy beans, fried onions, cheese, and your favorite smoked meat. I like meat. All right. And in terms of plate, they've got the Saddle Buster, pig platter, I like this one, burnt ends, seared bite-sized chunks of seasoned and sauced beef straight from Kansas City. I like that one. Let's see. Oh, I love this. The Fixins. They got the cowboy beans, baked beans, potato salad, green beans, cornbread and beans. Smoked sausage hot dog, fried okra basket, beer battered onion rings, and they also have meat by the pound, too. So if you just want to get meat and have that for like the whole week, it'll work. Let's see. Oh, here's some of the desserts. The tumbleweed, warm brownie top with whipped cream, ice cream, and fried cinnamon pita chips. Interesting. I like that one. Yeah, and the good news is Brad's Barbecue has two locations. One, of course, is in Yukon. The other is in Stillwater. So, that's good. All right, and then, of course, there's my favorite
place. I got a question. You have all this fun stuff when you're kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you get an adult, it's a different kind of fun. And when you're a kid, you wish you were an adult so you could have the adult fun.
Right.
Go figure that out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll have to double check and see if I have all of those. I'll do that later.
Yeah, and then the
hard to believe it's going on 9 o'clock already.
Yeah, it's going to go to 10 for me. Yeah, well, guess what?
What?
Well, what? I found the menu for the Big Texan, the place I went to.
Is that the one where you got that 72-ounce steak or whatever?
Yes, it is. That is the place.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, Shirley? It'd take us two of us together to eat that damn thing. And
no,
we take home
me,
leftovers.
I couldn't eat that much steak. I'd probably have to split amongst six people. But they've had their signature items. They've got the fried mushrooms, the baby back ribs, and the mountain oysters.
Oh my.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry,
bull testicles.
I'm getting a message on my phone.
That's right. Yeah, it's bull testicles.
And you know how Rocky Mountain oysters got started? It was out of necessity when the cowboys were out on a cattle drive.
Mm-hmm.
And they castrated the castrated the bulls. And rather than waste the balls, they cooked them up, fried them up, and ate them.
Oh my.
It was like extending their food supply.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, I like this. Made on-site from scratch. No franchise or chain food served here. I love that part. I love this. I love this on the menu. The finest eating joint in Texas. I love this part. We accept cash, gold, silver bullion, and a few credit cards.
Oh, geez. We were talking about Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah.
I play a game called Sandballs on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And this is new balls available. Claim your gift.
Oh. Oh boy, that's got the prompt this.
Oh my.
Oh yes.
But yes, it is the home of the 72-ounce steak. If you want to get it for free though, you have to finish it in 1 hour. I couldn't do it if I tried. I would be sick. Let's see. They also have breakfast from 7 to 11. Oh, the all-you-can-eat grand buffet. Let's see. They also have the Big Texan Brewery. They have their own real Texas beers like Bomb City Bock, Whoop Your Donkey.
What? Whoop Your What?
Whoop Your Donkey. Let's see. Honey Blonde Lager, Tres Hombres. Let's see. Whiskey Barrel Stout. Yeah, I love some of these names, though. Let's see. But yeah, I could never do it. Let's see. Oh, Amarillo National Bank. You also get this year. You get to go to some concerts. Let's see. They're all tributes. Fleetwood Mac, Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, Alice Cooper, Tom Petty, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Journey, The Eagles, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Dave Matthews, and George Strait. That's all from May through August. But in order to go, you have to present your big Texan dinner receipt with a matching date of the concert. In other words, you got to have the dinner, then go to the concert in the same area. Well, still, that's kind of cool. I like that. But yeah, this is the place with the 72-ounce, and I will tell you, you can't miss it because they have like a big, it's a big yellow building on the outside. That's how fun, that's how cool that is. Let's see. Now I'm gonna look at this one, the Powwow Restaurant and Lizard Lounge. Now, this does not have a website, but it's got, this is on TripAdvisor. Let's see, skip for now, I'm not interested. Skip. I don't need to take a look, thank you. But yeah, it's got a 4.0 rating. Local cuisine, Mexican, American bar, and vegetarian friendly. Let's see. Yeah, don't, let's see, it's vegetarian friendly. Feature takeout seating, parking available. So, yeah, the problem is there's not really a menu, so it doesn't really help. But still, that's not, you know, I like little, you know, it's like nice little out of the way place. And let's see, let's go to Arizona. I know one of these guys is across the street from that corner. I just can't remember which one. Let's see, it's probably not this one, not Falcon. As I know we went somewhere that was right across the street from the, it may not even be listed here, who knows. Let's see, no, that's not it, that was just Yelp. Yelp! Yelp, Yelp, Yelp. Okay. Let's see, there's the Brown Mug Cafe. I wonder if that's Nick, because that picture looks awfully familiar. Okay. But, yeah. I mean, it's nice to know there are so many possibilities at all of these places along historic Route 66. Let's see, I'm going to pick one in California real quick, because I'm going to do the Fair Oaks Pharmacy, since that's the old-time soda and ice cream fountain. I got to show you the website. It's very, very decorative. It's a very decorative website. I like this. Yep. Let's see. See, look at that. You see cars going by? That's pretty cool. Let's see. Do they have a menu? I'd like to see the menu.
Just go on the soda fountain.
Yeah.
It gives a little bit of history.
Yeah. Oh, I like this. Fountain favorite. The Kitchen Sink Burger. I like this. Everything but the kitchen sink. Stack Angus beef patty.
Ooh.
Crispy chicken tenders. Fresh pastrami. Crispy bacon. Tater tots. Jalapeno poppers and onion rings are separated by layers of cheese, bursting with flavor and held together by a brioche bun with house sauce.
Can I read a little bit of a history about the Fair Oaks Pharmacy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's in the our history section. You just got to dig around a bit to find it. Travelers have zigzagged along the historic Route 66 since the highway's birth in 1926. The Fair Oaks Pharmacy has been a focal point. The Fair Oaks Pharmacy has been a focal point of South Pasadena's history and business district for over a century.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the establishment has been modified throughout history. First called the South Pasadena Pharmacy in 1915, then the Raymond Pharmacy in the 20s and 30s. The mom-and-pop shop finally found its permanent name in the early 40s, which brings us to the Fair Oaks Pharmacy and Soda Fountain. The building,
mm-hmm.
which houses the pharmacy, was originally owned and financed by Gertrude Osmond. OZMUN, an entrepreneur of her time who paid $14,000 for the corner lot in 1914. She believed that South Pasadena was destined to become a successful retail area, one where she could make a safe investment. The original pharmacy and building design was created by a Los Angeles architect named Arthur Benton, who was also responsible for several structures in Los Angeles and Riverside counties. Americans migrated to California on Steinbeck's Mother Road in the early 30s and 40s and brought prosperity to service stations, motels, and restaurants along the way, including our local Fair Oaks Pharmacy. Please sit back, relax, and get your kicks along Route 66 in this original family-owned pharmacy and soda fountain.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this. Oh, let's see. Food menu. Yikes. I just want to see what it looks like. Yeah, real quick. Starters. They have something called the Ignacio. Homemade nachos with steak, queso, cheddar cheese, jalapeno, sour cream, and guacamole. I like that. Oh, yes. Then they have the Route 66 sandwich. Your choice of smoked turkey breast, black forest ham with romaine lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise. But, wow, boy, they could. But it's still got that genuine look of a 50s ice cream fountain. So that's really cool. So I'm all for that. And guess what? We are actually running out of time.
Oh,
we're down
to
3 minutes and 10 seconds.
To finish it.
We got a lot out of just one source. That's like the proverbial jackpot right there.
Exactly. That was wonderful. We're going to do this. Let's see if I can find out. Then I find this website called Route66News.com. It's like, jackpot.
You know what? I got an idea. How much more material do we have available to cover? Do we have a lot to cover?
If we wanted to cover like a whole bunch of these restaurants, sure.
How about we do a part two of this one after the rotation has cycled through? When we finally,
you know what? That's a great idea.
Route 66, because I don't want to do just like half the list or two thirds list or and not touch the rest of it. So
yeah,
what we'll
I agree.
Do is next week we'll do the haunts and urban legends of Route 66 or Secrets of the Unknown. Then we'll do our attention to one, and then I don't know what we're gonna do for review that's tied to Route 66.
Yeah.
I know this may sound goofy, but how about if we could find anything on it? The stars that made Route 56 favorite.
Movies or books that were featuring people who made Route 66 famous.
Yeah, there's that TV show, Route 66.
Yeah, we can include that in there too. And then we'll take. Then what we'll do, just to streamline things, the week after that would be our week off, but I think we should delay that a week and do food fascinations first.
Yeah, that's
part
a good idea.
Two to this episode, then take the week off. Then
I'm for that.
We jump into secret, and after that, back into Secrets of the Unknown. So we're basically switching the week off with food fascinations. So we can open our Route 66 special with it, and we can conclude with the other half of it. Then take the week off, and then because we are just flipping those two around, we'll go back into where we left off in the rotation and go to the next Secrets of the Unknown.
That'll work. I'm for that. Good news is I saved the website as a favorite.
Because there is a lot of information here. And that, looking at how quickly this hour went, we could easily go another entire hour with it. And if we can get at least another 45 minutes worth out of it, then I'd say we should do a part two before we jump into the week off and conclude the Route 66 special. So that's what I think we'll do for the next Food Fascinations. We're going to bring it forward a week in place of the week off. And then that will finish off the Route 66 We'll take the week off, and then we'll just go back into where we left off in the rotation, which is Secrets of the Unknown.
Sounds like a plan. I like it. All right. Well, anyway, it is time to wrap it up. So, please remember to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and follow us at our website, beyondtheairwaves.weebly.com. If you ever miss an episode, there are three ways to catch up. First, there's the Stitcher.com app available on iTunes, Google Play, and the Amazon Kindle store. Second, you can listen to or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com. And finally, you can find us on iTunes. Just do a search in the podcast for Beyond the Airwaves, and you'll find many of our episodes there. So with that in mind, I'm going to say love, peace, and chicken grease. Everybody have a great night, sleep well, stay safe, and we'll see you tomorrow for the Thursday free-for-all. Those two sons of bitches. The couple that made their toddler wear the shock collar. Oh, don't worry. That's for tomorrow night.
I know.
Yeah, but anyway, that is all for tonight. Everyone have a great night, and remember...
You... I almost had him. I had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up!
All right, and of course we got this.
Alan Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Chris.
Uh-huh.
Alan Chris.
Oh, shit! And finally, last but not least, I'm going to play one that I have not played in a little while. It's going to be... you.
Yes, oh, shit! Oh, damn!
All right. That's all for tonight. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. Night, y'all.
Take care.
Jenna.
Ciao. Jana.
Buenas noches, mis amigos.